I welcome you with all my heart.
I'm glad you are here. For the next half hour, there is nothing to achieve, nothing to understand, nothing to reach. Sit comfortably or lie down, however you are at ease. And let your eyes close if they want to. Today we are speaking about the satsang given by Robert Adams on the 3rd of August, 1990. It is called, You Must Have Your Own Experience. Three images from that evening we will take with us. The first is very simple, and it is about the body. When you were a child, this body was a different one. Smaller, different to look at, different to feel. And yet someone was already here, living in it. Someone who said, I. That I has never changed. Only what it pointed to. The second is a dream. Imagine you dream that you are falling from a mountain, and beside you falls someone who knows that it is a dream. He says to you, "Nothing can happen to you. You are dreaming." But inside the dream, you do not believe him. The wind is real. The fear is real. The ground is coming closer. And then you wake up. And in the waking, nothing had ever happened. Not because the falling stopped, but because there was no fall. The third is an image for the mind. A lake on which nothing moves. No wind, no waves. As long as the water is stirred up, you see only movement. When it becomes still, you see all the way to the ground. And you see the sky in it, just as it is. You do not have to add anything. The stillness comes by itself when the stirring stops. Now we let the images go. They were only a finger pointing. What comes now is not thinking about them. From here on, there are only a few sentences and much silence between them. The silence is not the pause between the pointers. It is the thing itself. Take your time. We begin. Feel how the body is carried. The floor, the chair, the bed, they hold it without you doing anything. You do not have to hold yourself. Let the weight go. Perhaps you hear sounds. They come and go without asking you. Let them come and let them go. They do not disturb. They appear in what you are. The breath moves. Watch it, without making it. It was already here before you thought of it. Something is breathing. Ask very quietly, for whom does this breath move? Perhaps thoughts come. That is all right. Do not push them away, but do not follow them either. Ask instead, to whom do these thoughts come? Notice how much here happens by itself. The heart beats. The breath moves. The hearing hears. None of it are you doing. Perhaps even less is your doing than you think. The answer is always the same. To me. They come to me. Then stay with that I. Not with the thought. With the one it comes to. This eye, where is it? Do not look for it in the head. Do not look for it as a thing at all. Simply look whether you find it. And look at what is here while you are looking. Everything hangs on this one word. I am tired. I am calm. I am here. Take the word away and see what remains. Not nothing. Look. Remember the dream of the mountain. The one who was falling had nothing to do to be saved. He only had to wake up. Here, too, there is nothing to do. Only to notice who is dreaming. What remains has no form. It is not large and not small. It was never young and has not grown old. It is what was already here when you were a child. You do not have to produce it. You cannot lose it. It is not a state that comes and goes. It is that in which states come and go. There is no one else here. No teacher, no voice, no listener. Only the one thing, noticing itself. rest in it, without effort. The way water becomes still when no one reaches into it anymore. The lake grows still, not because someone smooths it, but because no one reaches into it anymore. When you notice that you have drifted, good. The noticing is already it. Who noticed? There is nothing to reach now. No better here. No deeper state. Only this. Stay a moment longer, without a question, without an answer. Let your attention come slowly back into the room. Feel the body. Feel the breath. Take your time before you open your eyes. What you were looking for here, you do not take with you, because you never left it. Thank you for being here. Namaste.